No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church on this beautiful Pentecost Sunday. We are glad that you joined us today, and I hope you will have fun playing with our beautiful pinwheels and our gorgeous decoration today. After the service, we invite everyone for coffee and refreshments in our fellowship hall. Do we have any announcements this morning? Mark?
Good morning.
Morning.
Our special offering this month is being taken today. It's in your bulletin. The Strengthen the Church offering is part of the, is one of the major UCC offerings. And this is one that, it's one of those what goes around comes around offerings, because this stays in the UCC. Half of it stays in our conference, because this is all about building up and growing UCC congregations. And there are many ways that they're doing this, and there's some of them that are highlighted here in this little flyer. But this is one of those where this every bit of this offering helps the UCC and helps our local conference and helps us. So if you're able and interested, please use the envelope in your bulletin. And we are still collecting toilet paper for the month of May. We took it down from here because of the obvious fire hazard, so just wanted to get it out of the way. Oh, and I forgot to mention, part of the Strengthen the Church offering in our local conference goes to Horton Center. And our own Tibby Perret is going to be working at Horton Center this summer as program director. So, I still remember you when you were the little hamster, so just amazing. So it's nice to see you again, Tibby.
Thank you, Mark. Anyone else? Other announcements? No? If there are no more announcements, Pauline will lead us in our call to worship.
With tongues of flame, oh, sorry, forgot the part. Please stand if you're able. With tongues of flame, the Holy Spirit descends to burn in our hearts anew. Unite us, Holy Spirit. Like the rush of wind, we sense God's presence blowing afresh throughout the world. Unite us, Holy Spirit. Across the barriers of language and culture, Christ's message of love and grace is heard. Unite us, Holy Spirit. Divine Advocate, we seek your guidance as we search for the Spirit of Truth. Unite us, Holy Spirit. Amen. The opening hymn today is number 267, Come, O Spirit, Dwell Among Us.
Give the Lord
Please join me in the prayer of invocation. Holy One, ignite within us a fiery passion for your mission in the world today. Warm us by the Spirit's dancing tongues of flame, that we may feel your kindling blaze within, urging us to do your greater good. Make us wholly present to experience a new birth and awaken possibilities within us to share your love in the world. In this love and abundance, we come to celebrate your harvest, a harvest bearing the first fruits of the Spirit within us. Show us how to use these gifts as we listen for your truth in the gentle breeze of your Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Now may I have the young and young at heart come forward. Come on, young at heart. We have more people here who are young at heart. Come on.
Tivi, you want to pick up a baby for me? That baby? Thank you. Perfect. That would be much easier for me. We got a baby. Good. Awesome. So, I would like to teach a very difficult word for you, word this morning. It might not be that hard. It's a Hebrew word. Ruach, can you say ruach?
Ruach.
With a very hard H at the end. Ruach. Very good. Very good. Ruach. And you know what that word means? Maybe Cindy.
Wind, breath, spirit?
Spirit. All three. Perfect. Cindy, our Hebrew scholar, told us this morning. Perfect. No, I'm just kidding. Very good. Thank you. So it means spirit, wind, breath, all those things. The same thing is true about a Greek word. Do you know the Greek word? This will be hard, Cindy. Ooh, yeah. How about pneuma?
No, I don't
pneuma.
Know. Pneuma.
Yeah, very good. Can you say pneuma?
Pneuma.
Very good. Pneuma. Can you say pneuma?
Pneuma.
Very good. Everybody can say it. Baby, can you say pneuma? Maybe not yet. Okay. So, the funny thing is that the Greek word means almost the same exact things. It means wind and spirit and all those things. So when we hear the word, we won't hear the word, but if you read the Bible in Greek, then you would see the word pneuma hagios, and it means
Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit. Very good. Close. Very close. Holy Spirit. So, yeah, the baby's learning languages right now. So, very good. Yeah. So, what I was thinking about, do you have your pinwheels? Uh-oh. No pinwheels? Well, then the congregation will have to help us. So, if you lift up your pinwheels, and if you blow in your pinwheels... They should work. Some of them do. Mine works. Good, good. So how about, very good. If you blow in your pinwheels, can you see the breath that moves the pinwheel? Cindy?
No, we can't see the breath.
We can't see the breath? Ali, can you see the breath that blows? How can you see the breath?
By it moving.
Yes, very good. Okay, so we can't see our breath, but we can see the... What can we see? The moving.
How it moves the pinwheel.
How it moves the pinwheel. Very good. So a long, long time ago on that first Pentecost, there was this big wind. And they couldn't really see the wind, but there were like tongues of flame just like this right here above the people. So this pinwheel is such a perfect symbol because it's red. So it's the color of the flames. and also represents the wind. We can only see it by blowing at it. So we have this perfect little symbol here this morning, and the congregation can play with me. Every time you hear the word spirit, you can blow in your pinwheel or bring it up or do something with it, so you can play a little bit and don't fall asleep during sermon. So you can blow in your pinwheel every time you hear the word spirit, or you can play with it, you know, during care camp or something. And the baby can just look at it or something. So we can all do something with it. But the thing is that just like we can't see Ali, just like we can't see the... Olivia's not paying attention. Not playing with the baby, kidding. So just like we can't see the wind, we can't see God. We can't see God's spirit with us either. So sometimes...
We can feel it move us.
Oh, Cindy knows my children's sermon. Yes, so but we can feel God's spirit within us. And we can pray to God, and we can see miracles happen. So we can see all the things that happen because of God's spirit. So even if we can't see God, can we still pray to God?
Yes.
Oh, very good. And why do we pray to God? Like when we want things, you know, sometimes we just want to say, thank you, God. Exactly. Cindy knows my thoughts. Thank you, God. Or we pray for someone to get better if somebody is sick. Or we pray for strength to hold the baby up or something. Or there are many reasons to pray to God. But even though we cannot see God, we know that God listens to our prayers and that God loves us. So will you say a prayer with me, Ollies and ladies? Let us pray. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For your Holy Spirit.
For your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, young people. And now you may go back to your seat, and Olivia can take the baby back to my parents. And maybe she'll come back.
The first reading today is from Ezekiel 37, chapters 1 through 14, the Valley of Dry Bones. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all round them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord. The second reading today is Psalm 104, verses 24 through 34 and 35b. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both small and great. There go the ships, and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God when I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
My heart, I will pray. Yes, every time I feel the
Chris and choir and ghost piano player. Well, our third reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these were speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I really love these pinwheels that Patty made and helped us make for today. It's one of the best symbols for Pentecost. The color red symbolizes who paid attention.
Flame.
Yes, flame, the tongues of fire. Lisa paid attention, at least one person, that's good. Not bad, one out of 40 something. Okay, so the color red represents the flame, just like we see it beautifully here done by Callie, I think, this beautiful thing in the middle on the piano. And the pinwheel itself
can only move when you blow on it, reminding us the spirit, the wind that we read in our story. Well, thousands of years ago, oops, it flew. Okay, it flies too. Thousands of years ago, when the Hebrew language was forming in the Middle East, people were fascinated by the wind as well. They saw the effects of the wind. The wind looks invisible, but has such power to move the earth with its tornadoes, hurricanes, and storms. It can be quite scary. And what better way is there to talk about God's immortal, invisible spirit than to compare it to the powerful wind? In the first few verses of the Bible, Genesis says, and first I will read the Jewish translation, or the NIV, they are pretty similar. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was unformed and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And here you pay attention. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. But listen what the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version, our Bible that we have in our pews, says here, how the NRSV translates this same text. Now the earth was unformed and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. So this other Bible says, a wind from God. These two different translations are only possible because the Hebrew word, which we all learned 5 minutes ago, means both wind and spirit. Who remembers our Hebrew word? Well, I see you really pay attention to children's time. It's ruach. Ruach. Very good. So this Hebrew word means both wind and spirit. The Greek is coming up, so start thinking about it. This is also true about the Greek language and our Pentecost scripture. In verse 4, we read that, and I quote, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. Very good. And here, the spirit in Greek, who can tell me? It's pneuma. Very good. Somebody said it. Very good. I guess it's only the choir, so I'll preach to the choir now. So in Greek, the word said, the word for the Holy Spirit is pneumatos hagiou, Holy Spirit. But wait a minute. Just like the Hebrew ruach means spirit, breath, and wind, the Greek word means the same exact things. Gentle wind, breath, and spirit. Are you with me? Are you sleeping? Not yet. So why did we go through all these Hebrew and Greek words and their meanings? Definitely not to put you to sleep. And I'm trying to wake you up, so I make your brain work a little bit. I mentioned all these meanings for the same word, because we cannot put our finger on the essence of the Holy Spirit. The Bible gives us many words to describe God's Spirit, but we can only see one small aspect of it at a time. The Holy Spirit is also called in other places Helper, Comforter, or the Parakletos or Paraclete, the one who comes alongside, someone who protects, counsels, and guides us on our journey. The Holy Spirit was present at the first moment of creation. Just like the Holy Spirit is present right here and right now, in this moment at Pilgrim Church. So you may ask, what brought you here this morning?
Someone invited you, a family member or a friend? What brought you here? Seeing your friends at church or habit or coffee hour suites? Why did you decide to come to church this morning? I know we have an awesome coffee hour here at Pilgrim Church, but I don't think that's why you're here today. I believe that the Holy Spirit, God's mysterious wind, worked in your heart to bring you here today. It's not a coincidence that you came to church this morning. Here, God wants to talk to your heart. Here, the Spirit wants to comfort you. And I drank some of this horrible tasting water, I'm sorry. If I make faces, it's because I'm cool. In this holy place, God is present, even when the water doesn't taste good. Lives change, transformation is possible. Healing prayers are sent out into the lives of our loved ones. The divine spark that was put in our soul at our creation inexplicably connects all of us to God and each other. We are connected to each other. We need each other, just like the first disciples. Similarly, in our scripture, the disciples were together waiting for something new to happen. They were scared and confused after the events of the Holy Week. They weren't sure what to do next. So Jesus promised them the Holy Spirit. However, they haven't received it yet. So they were together waiting. On that first Pentecost, the disciples were surrounded by a huge crowd celebrating the Jewish holiday called Shavuot. And later you will have to remember this, no, I'm kidding. Shavuot is the festival of weeks, which commemorates the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. It happens 50 days after Passover. So in this crowd, there were people from all over the world, and I won't read all those nations again because it was so hard to read them. But even though they were all Jews, they did not speak the same language. Bless you. It seemed impossible to reach all of them with Christ's gospel. However, after the Holy Spirit, you're not paying attention, descended on the disciples, miraculous things started to happen. People understood each other. Some commentators call this event, called Pentecost, the reversal of Babel. Everyone present at the celebration of Shavuot heard the disciples in their own native tongue, regardless of the immense cultural and linguistic differences. At first, they couldn't find any explanation. Some even said that the disciples were drunk. To this accusation, Peter stood up and explained to them what was happening. The Holy Spirit inspired him to preach to the crowds. He used the citation from the Hebrew scriptures from the book of Joel to explain this event. And this is how the Christian church was born. That first sermon was so powerful and radically inclusive that all people wanted to join the church. The dream of the first church was to express that equality toward all. This radical new community about which Joel speaks and Peter preaches in our text was inclusive toward male and female, young and old, free and slave citizens. So today is Pentecost Sunday.
We celebrate the power of the Holy Spirit. And those of you who remember their pinwheels, God's mysterious wind who came to make all of us one. The Spirit can help us understand each other. The Comforter can inspire to love each other. The Spirit is here to heal us physically and spiritually. God is present here through the Spirit to help us when we feel helpless and inspire us when we lose our hope. Pentecost is a special time, a happy time, when everything's possible. Pentecost is a holy time when miracles can happen. How can miracles happen? How can we experience the Holy Spirit? Today we all took the first step toward receiving these blessings from God. We came to church. We are here in God's presence, and we have an opportunity to connect with God through the Holy Spirit. With our differences as our strength, we can become the people God intended us to be. Maybe a bit kinder, a bit more accepting, and more loving toward all. On this Pentecost Sunday, spread the message of God's unconditional love everywhere. Celebrate the birth of Christ's church and have hope for the future of our church. Rejoice, for God loves you, and God has created you to love others. Despite our exterior differences, we are one in the body of Christ. Like the wind in our little red pinwheels, we all need help from the invisible, immortal God's Spirit. So today, let us invite God's presence, God's Holy Spirit, into our lives. This morning, let us sincerely pray with the words of the hymn, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. And this is our next hymn. And why don't we sing it more than once? How about twice? Is that okay? So we will sing hymn number 283, Spirit of the living God. And we will sing it through twice. Please stand if you're able.
Spirit of the living God, fall
Please be seated. Do we have any prayer requests, joys, concerns this morning? Pardon me? Hi, Brother Jack. Is it his birthday or just he's here? It's good to see you, Brother Jack. Pauline? Yeah, welcome back, Mac. Jack and Mac.
Jack and Mac.
Leanne? Okay, Mac. It's good to see you, Mac. Yes?
Prayers for Scott White's family. Scott White was our organist here about 10 years ago, and he passed away on Tuesday suddenly.
Oh, no.
So prayers for his family.
Scott White's family. And Shirley is here with us today. Good to see you. Anyone else? No? Then let us pray. The dove is in my way a little bit, so I had to look like this. But it's great. It's a great decoration. Let us pray. Refreshing Spirit, inspire us today to serve you and each other with our unique talents. Send us out into the world to spread your love and care everywhere we go. Today, bring hope and change into our lives. Bring hope and growth into our congregation, Pilgrim Church. Unify us, loving God. And help us look at our differences as your blessings rather than things that separate us. Lift us up when we are discouraged and heal us when we are sick. Send your Spirit, the Comforter, to all those who are dealing with loss and those who are lonely. At this time, we intercede for everyone who needs your special touch and care today. We pray for the people on Pilgrim's prayer list. We pray for the family of Scott White, for Lee, Claudette, Frank, Joe, Kristen, Carolyn, Nancy, Renee, Penny, Kyson, Peggy, Judy, Mac, Judy and Ralph, Noah, Jean and Carolyn, Carolyn, Porter, Sharon, and we pray for the people in the military. We also say special prayers for Chris, Zach, and Scott White's family. And today we celebrate with all those people who are back at Pilgrim Church. We thank you for Jack, Mac, Shirley, and everyone who is here present today. We thank you, God, for both our joys and our difficult experiences. Use both for our benefit and spiritual growth. Bless us today with generous and loving hearts, that when we return to our homes, we may spread the joy and enthusiasm of Pentecost to all. And now we silence our hearts in your holy presence. And now pray with me the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The church exists because God's Holy Spirit has called us together and bound us in covenant for the purpose of a particular mission. With our gifts, let us affirm and support God's mission. And now our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings. Together our prayer of dedication. Holy Spirit of God, we symbolically dedicate our lives through the dedication of our gifts. We ask for your bold winds to magnify and multiply our tangible gifts to further your work of liberation, justice, and charity here and around the world. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is hymn number 8, Praise to the Living God.
Thank you.
now let us go forth into the world, our communities and homes, with the joy of celebrating the birth of the Church of Pentecost. Let us minister to those in need, advocate for justice for all people, and breathe the breath of new life. Amen.